And we are welcoming you to the second hour of our Seafair Sunday edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online. And you'll be all set up to stream the show. So it is the first Sunday of August. And that means Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And, of course, someone helping all kinds of animals because she helps pretty much all the animals of India. And, of course, she does her work here, too. And that would be the chief cook and bottle washer, founder, and all that good stuff of Help Animals India. Eileen Weintraub is here. Good morning, Eileen, and welcome back to Animal World.
Hey, good morning, everybody. And it's new moon time. I don't know if I've discussed this earlier in the show.
No, we haven't. There's so much going on that I hadn't been paying attention to that. It is a new moon, huh?
Yeah, this morning at 7 a.m. And it's also Mercury retrograde. So,
wait a minute. Say that. Mercury in retrograde, is that happening again?
Well, you know, it happens a couple times a year, and it's happening, tomorrow, but
I'm pulling out my calendar here. Yeah, Marilyn, Eileen, I've been too busy to pay attention. Mercury's and retrogrades are important because it's not a good idea to start new things and all that sort of stuff. But it actually, like with Nathan and what you're doing, your work with your condo and stuff, I mean, finishing projects and cleaning up old stuff and all that sort of stuff is a good thing to do during a retrograde.
Completing what you started and revisiting and taking another look and fixing what needs to be fixed. So that basically goes retrograde tomorrow. Now it's what's called stationary right now. So it's basically standing.
I've got my book and it looks like the date, Mercury retrograde, August 4th, Pacific time. It happens at 9:56 p.m.
Right.
So that's actually tonight.
With the new moon, so it's a powerful day. So
and that goes until August 28th.
I know, it's a long time.
Well, thanks a lot, Eileen.
That just gives me plenty of time to work on my condo, Martha.
Well, yeah, a lot of time for you to work on your condo. That's a good thing to do.
Maybe by September, things will really, get to move forward in a good way. So we just have to get through this month.
All right. So, how are the animals of India? What's going on this month?
Well, we're going along, and there has been a bunch of flooding with the monsoon in different places. So, rescuing is happening for certain animals that are, you know, stranded by the flooding. But they haven't had any, you know, just as hurricane season ramps up here in the fall, they have cyclone season. So they haven't had any cyclones yet. So we hope it's going to be a quiet year. And in terms of animal rescue, hey, we should say what this charity is about, because, you know, sometimes I tune in to KKNW programs and you're listening for like 20 minutes and you don't know what they are. So this is Health Animals India, and we help give grants, training, and advice to the animal groups in India and Nepal. And our website is healthanimalsindia.org. So I just wanted to say that.
Well, you know, and that's a good point, Eileen, which is why, you know, I've been doing radio for a long time. And that's why I try to do a good job of every time we start an interview is who are we talking to, what's about the, you know, what's going on at the shelter, all that sort of thing. And try to let people know going in and out of breaks what we're talking about, who we're talking to, that sort of thing. Because I understand what you're talking about. You flip a channel or you tune into something, and it might be something you're interested in or it catches your attention, but you know, have no idea who they're talking to or what it's all about, and nobody ever tells you for long enough. So,
right,
you know, if you're a radio host out there, you know, you got to pay attention because some people are just tuning in all the time. So you have to say it a lot.
The KKNW website, I was looking on, you know, for the show. It was very confusing. But we know about your website, North and Black, and all these shows are archived there. So sometimes I do tell people if they miss
the show.
They
can come and listen again,
Yeah, they can listen. So that's very nice of you to archive the show. But anyhow, getting to Health Animals India and the discussion you had last hour with Meow Rescue, I just wanted to mention that aside from the stress of the veterinarians and the people who run the animal shelters in dealing with the public in India and Nepal, what happens a lot is that the people out on the street who want to feed the animals and help the animals, they get harassed a lot. And that's a big problem. So not everyone agrees with helping the animals.
Okay, so in India, sometimes, you know, because, you know, you've said, which always kind of knocks my socks off, but think of 33 million street dogs or something like that. In India,
it's depressing because
But you're saying people, Indian folks that maybe put up food out or water or help care for these street dogs, that they can be abused by other humans that don't agree with support, you know, helping the street dogs.
It's a big problem. Those who support the community animals and those who don't, and you know, India is pretty much a no-kill country to do the philosophy of not harming.
Right.
Also called Ahimsa, not harming. But it doesn't also mean helping. So just, you know, laissez-faire and let's
see. Right. So, you know, and anybody wonders why we do the love train at 10 and 11. It's to try to counter some of this stuff, you know. We need love. We don't need people being angry and beating everybody up. And speaking of the street dogs, Eileen, there was something in, I think it might have been your latest newsletter, something that I just read recently, and I was trying to pull it up while I was talking to you, but I can't get into it. I'm like, I can't find it. But it had something to do
on
with
the update.
It had something to do with street dogs. A judge supported them or something. Can you tell us about that?
Well, all of our email newsletters, and it's only one every other month, they're on our website under updates. So, Martha, you can just go to helpanimalsindia.org and click on updates, and you can see the latest newsletter. Basically, it was just another law affirming that street dogs have a right to exist, and they should not be killed. But, you know, along with that, we have to support the spay neuter and particularly rabies vaccination projects. So nothing is more terrible than the rabies disease for humans. You know, no cure. It's not like COVID. You cannot get cured from it unless you have the vaccines afterwards. So we're very proud of the fact that many cities in India are now have been human rabies free for a while. What that means, we have to keep vaccinating and spaying and neutering the dog population to keep them down. And so that was good news that came out, and it's just reaffirming the existing laws. So that was in the newsletter. But, you know, I just got a video of a pregnant dog that had a difficult birth, a community dog. And our project, this is the one in Varanasi, one of the most ancient cities of the world. And so the community dog was taken to our vet there. But then there's all these puppies, and the cute puppies, you know, about six or I don't know how many of them. And I'm like, well, where are these puppies going to go? And they say, well, they're with the volunteer. But, you know, they're not going to get adopted, not all of them, because they're just the common community dogs. And what's going to happen to them? They're going to grow up, and, you know, our project will spay neuter them, but they're going to become dogs on the street. And that's what's going to happen to these absolutely cute puppies. So... And a street dog's life is not that long. It's about 6 years, luckily. So anyhow, so those...
Well, that isn't very long, 6 years. When you know, most dogs, you know, can live, you know, an average of 12 to 15 years. Yeah. Six years isn't a very long life. Now, I'm wondering, what do you sense? What do you feel? What's your vision, Marilyn or Eileen? Do you see... this India evolving, and eventually dogs will live with humans and as part of the family, more like what we do here? Or do you think there's always going to be street dogs and so forth, and that's just a way of life there?
No, it's definitely evolving. Well, first of all, there's a lot of pride in the native dogs. We call them Indi dogs. Or street dogs, they're active, and we've spoken about these special dogs before, and so some people are adopting them, and then of course many Indians do have dogs, and then they'll have the breed dogs also, and then if the breed dogs get abandoned to the street, they're mixing with the street dogs, but you know all of this is going to someday improve because of the you know, they will invent a better contraceptive that's, an, you know, injectable or oral. That's another subject. You know, all the people are working on a better oral contraceptive. But, and, you know, that exists, but it's expensive or not as effective. So, no, this will not go on forever. We hope.
Okay.
Then, you know, it's
all
a problem in many countries, not just India. So, you know, I grew up in Brooklyn, New York, and we had street dogs on our corner. I used to try and help them, and it wasn't easy. And actually, I would help feed the neighborhood cats. And as I always said, I knew the great cat ladies of our time. And I did... subjected to harassment. One day someone left a dead bird in front of our doorstep. You know, that was myself as a teenager. So you can imagine how my heart went out to all the animal rescuers that I met in India, who have very, very little resources and abilities to help these dogs and cats. So
yeah, and they're, you know, it's really important to understand that that they're very behind where we are here in this country. You know, when we first started talking to Eileen about all of this, and they were still teaching veterinarians how to spay and neuter, you know, dogs and cats. The rabies vaccines were not readily available, and rabies was a big problem. So they're still catching up with all of this. You know, in terms of, you know, vaccinating and eliminating rabies. But, you know, rabies is one of those things that doesn't really ever go away. I just heard a news report when I was driving home last night, Marilyn, that or Eileen, that there have been a couple of cases of rabies in bats here in this state already this year.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
You know, so I'm just going to, you know, you be careful, you know, if a bat shows, you know, bats don't normally interact with humans they aren't around. And when they are around and you're aware of them, it's sometimes because they're sick and it could be rabies. So be very careful. I have to remind myself, because I was very fortunate as a child, my cat caught a bat, and my dad forbade my mother and I to deal with it. And so we just waited till he went to bed. And then we went out and got the bat and I nursed it back to health in my bedroom and on my balcony until it flew away. I'm just darn lucky it didn't have rabies.
Well, you know? What a story. Well, you know, it's not just the education about rabies, but it's also just general spay and neuter, because we like to help some of the more out of the way places. And so we have a project that we're having in Northeast India, and we gave a grant specifically for cat spay and neuter. So it was $2,000, and it cost about $20 per cat. So I'm asking, how's it going? And she says, a lot of people, they're educating, but they still don't understand the importance of spaying and neutering. And they think it's a cruelty, you know, to subject a cat to operation. And they still don't do the early spay and neuter that we do here. They just don't understand. The vets don't understand that. And then they're having a little bit of diseases. So the list goes on and on in terms of the education and improving.
Yeah, because you're just beginning with the very basics with all of this. And I can remember, that you guys had to arrange to teach vets how to spay and how to neuter,
for the cats. They learned the dogs, but they didn't learn the best techniques. So now there's a lot of other countries that are helping. Groups in England mostly, and so the places that are closer to India. So a lot of the projects we're supporting are started by Westerners, one from Denmark, one from the U.S. These people, they go visit India and they stay and open up animal shelters. You know, that's how vast the love is for the animals and for the people too. So, here I am helping from afar. It's been 2 years now that I have been there, but there are other people who have devoted their lives by moving there and opening up the animal shelter. So the least we can do is direct donations to them. And the thing that's unique about Health Animals India is that people can actually direct their donations to these areas that they might have heard about and they wanted to go specifically to them. So
wonderful. Yeah, we are going to we are behind schedule, so we got to take care of our advertisers, and we are going to continue our discussion with Eileen, Help Animals India. We'll see what else we need to chat about with the dog situation, cat situation, but we haven't heard about the elephants yet. It's always there's been good news about the elephants. So we'll see what else is going on and how our dollars are helping. And if you haven't been to helpanimalsindia.org, signed up for the newsletter, or made a donation, get after that. It's important. We've got to support all these people that are helping the animals around the world. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues. More with Eileen and Help Animals India straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Marilyn Milano. If you love animals, then please check out my new show, Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays from 9 to 9:30 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. I'll be talking with rescue groups, animal advocates, and other organizations that help animals, sharing their stories and giving our listeners some tangible ways in which they can help make a difference. That's Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays at 9 a.m., right here on Alternative Talk 1150, raising awareness, touching hearts, and saving animals' lives.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Wondering what's on next on Alternative Talk 1150? Check out 1150kknw.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are about midway through the second hour of our Seafair Sunday edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from Dr. Nels Rasmussen. He's our neuroenergetic balancer and can work with you and your animal friends to resolve all kinds of physical and behavioral issues. He always does a free telephone evaluation, you can contact him from that through his website, healingministryforanimals.com, healingministryforanimals.com. Click on the contact link, tell him what you'd like to talk to him, he'll arrange a phone call. And, of course, you can just tune in next week because Dr. Nels will be here, Sister Linda will be here, and free remote treatments for all of you and your animal friends. All you got to do is call in. So hope you'll do that. And, of course, you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. Come join our Animal World family of advertisers. If you're interested, shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Alrighty then, we are in the middle of a discussion with Help Animals India and Eileen Weintraub. Good morning again, Eileen.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
All right, so where were we? Pick up. What else do we need to know about?
you've been on a real mercury roll here this morning, Martha. So we wanted to talk about elephants in India.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, actually it's going to be World Elephant Awareness Day soon.
Oh.
I'm not sure when that is. But, we cannot help all the elephants in India, but we are helping six of them right now and about to get a seventh because, India is a very unique place and they worship the god Ganesh. He is the elephant-headed deity. And so that's why they've had elephants at the temples giving the blessings. And they would train the elephant to, you know, you offer the elephants some bananas, and then they're always female elephants because they are more easily controlled. And she will give a blessing with her trunk on your head. And but they're actually pretty much in servitude. It's not a good place for them. It's actually
we know that elephants, you know, in the wild need lots and lots and lots of space because they walk and walk and walk, and that's vitally important for the health of their physical bodies and their feet and all that sort of stuff. And just because they're in a spiritual environment at a temple or a church or something doesn't change that. And so if they're just,
and they're also social for other, you know, they have the matriarch and they have their tribe. So,
and very, very intelligent, and live with their families. And gosh, what we've done to them over the years is just atrocious. But we're starting to realize what we've done and trying to clean it up.
India used them in war. They were like, you know, elephants ridden in wartime.
Oh, really? I didn't realize that. I know that, you know, use them for logging and hauling logs out. But did they ride them in a war type situation?
I mean, nothing more terrifying.
Wow.
And, a herd of elephants coming at you. You know,
I guess so, yeah. Wow.
Instead of horses. So anyhow, the news is that in September, they're getting a robot elephant. And this is similar to something you might see, let's say, in Disneyland, where they have these, animatronics. I don't know what they're called. So that'll represent the live elephant. And so that's really a great achievement to replace the live elephant with that.
That's it. So they're developing some kind of animatronic or mechanical or robot elephant, so that would be what's at a temple to do elephant blessings rather than a live elephant.
Right, and you know, fun for the kids too.
I hadn't heard about that. That's not actually not a bad idea.
Yeah, you know, they have a few of them so far, and they're getting another one. They're a little expensive, a couple of thousand dollars. But as my husband Mark Johnson pointed out, he said, "Oh, that's to save money." I said, no, that's to relieve the real elephant and give the real elephant freedom. He said, yeah, but a big selling point is that they'll save money and not have to feed the elephant anymore. So,
right.
You know, a win for both sides.
And yeah, might have to grease the joints or oil the joints or something on the mechanics, but you don't have to. They don't eat hay or anything, so
right. You have to plug them in. So that's another elephant that will go for freedom. And right now, we have about 10 acres, and the new elephant will join. And
so that's going to be a total of 7 that will be at this rescue.
Yeah, they did have 7. One passed away. The one that was first rescued in 2017, and she passed away recently. She was pretty old. She was the one that was the logging elephant. You remember that?
Okay. Now, does 7 then max you out at that facility? Is that as the
I think they could get another one. Get up to 8, but you know, elephants are expensive, so you know, we're helping as much as we can to support their feed. And each one is a real real victory. You know, can't help all the elephants. The elephants in India are really challenged. There's about 2,000 of them in the wild. But they, their space is limited, and the farmers, they have to put special fences up to keep the elephants out. You really don't want them trampling through your fields. And then there's special train tracks that they have to have special warnings so the elephants don't come on the train. So, you know, modern India with 1.3 billion people, It's a very crowded place. So no, go ahead.
Well, I was wondering, with 2,000 elephants in the wild, and I know, you know, I mean, there's issues with elephants and humans and all that sort of stuff, but is there still a big poaching problem for elephants and them being killed for their ivory and their tusks?
That's more in Africa.
Okay, so that's what I was wondering. That doesn't happen as much in India?
That doesn't happen as much in India. And actually, I just read a statistic that only 4% of males were left, you know, because they were being killed more so for the tusks. So, I'm not sure about
As much as we love elephants, they can be very dangerous, you know, living around humans. And they can be quite destructive, you know, with, you know, human crops and all of that sort of thing. So there's, you know, a balance and a living in harmony with these things that, you know, doesn't always happen.
Well, that's true, you know, with all of, wildlife. But the statistics of the population of animals on our planet, I just read something quite shocking. In terms of wild animals, very, very few. Compared to all the animals, you know, that we eat in farming, you know, factory farming and other kinds. So the wild animals are really at risk, as we know. You know, we have to have a planet that has them. So nothing would be more sad than just us humans with our dogs and cats, which we love, of course.
I wonder too, because we don't talk about it very often, but we know how much work you're doing with all the street dog stuff and that sort of thing. And then now they're waking up about cats, and you've been introducing the trap neuter release business, but there was trouble getting the traps and stuff, and you've had to take them over, and it sounded like that's starting to get a little better. But what we don't talk about often is there's another, you know, there are monkeys in India.
They're
all over the place. And I'm wondering, Eileen, are there organizations or that do anything about monkeys? And what about, is there any kind of birth control for them, or are there TNR programs for, you know, like, you know, neutering monkeys and stuff, or how does that work?
If you saw the newsletter, the first photo up was the dog, the two puppies.
That's right, the two dogs and a monkey.
And a monkey, yeah. So a lot of monkey rescues does go on. They get electrocuted on, you know, the power lines, and they get all sorts of monkey business. And also, you know, that happens. In terms of, it definitely is a population problem. In terms of spay neuter, it's a very complicated operation, so it doesn't really go on.
I wondered about that, because that would be more like doing a human.
Possible. So that's why, you know, we're all waiting for a better version of a contraceptive, you know, that's oral, you know.
Yeah, wouldn't that be wonderful if there was something that, you know, we could just put in the water or somewhere that, you know,
there's a whole organization called ACCND, I forget, you know, here in this country, then they have meetings every year to, you know, discuss the progress made on the oral contraceptive. But as I said, one is expensive, and then it had side effects. So, you know, that's why, you know, it was introduced in India, and then it was a disaster, and they had so many problems, and now they're afraid to use it again. So, but anyhow, as time goes on, it'll develop in a bit.
So they're working on it.
Yeah, they even have something to give female cows, so that she will only give birth to more females, because the males are not as wanted. In this country, they turn the males, if they grow up, they're turned animals to eat, or they're turned into veal as young calves. But in India, they're just turned down onto the street, and no one wants these male calves. So they have nothing to give the females to only have female calves, but it's extensive. So it's not in use yet. So
I'm just going to chime in for a minute because it's pinging at me. Eileen mentioned veal, and these guys, you know, being the very young ones. That if you are a meat eater and you eat veal, do you know where it comes from and what that animal has gone through to feed? You need to research that, and you need to know where veal and how it happens and all of that. I'm not saying you have to give up eating meat, but...
Martha, I'm going to say something very harsh. If people are still eating, cows, and, you know, they don't really care at this point, you know, because the other...
I'm just saying something, because my sense is somebody's listening. If you eat a lot of veal and you don't know where it comes from, do your homework, because you may change your mind. Okay.
Yeah.
Just do your homework and know where it comes from and know how it got on your plate. It's important, because it's not a pleasant process. Anyway.
Well, no slaughterhouses are pleasant. But anyhow, the veal particularly a bad news. So there are, research being done. People are working very hard to change the situation. Nature gave the mother dog a chance to, it's eight puppies, 10 puppies, because not all of them would survive. So now, we're helping them survive. So that's why we have to do the spay neuter, and all the groups are working very hard with that. And then also to educate the people that, in this country, it's a wonderful thing that, we have I'm telling these groups all the time here, like, they don't even adopt out the kittens until they're spayed and neutered.
Spayed and neutered.
I'm working very hard. We finally got them down from 6 months to 4 months, where they'll do the spay neuter operation.
Well, so progress is being made, and Eileen does see eventually a light at the end of the tunnel, and that things will shift and improve. And that's why, the work she does is so incredible. And I feel good every month when my monthly donation, I get a receipt in my email that says my donation to Help Animals India went through. And I get to think that, a little bit of my money is helping Eileen do this stuff. Because when we contribute to you to Help Animals India, Eileen, the wonderful thing is that you spread the wealth around. You support all kinds of different animals and groups things over in India. So it doesn't just go to one place. Lots of different animals, lots of different things.
It inspires them, Hey, some people across the world care. There's a lot of despair. And, you were talking last hour about, depression and the hard lives that people who helping these animals have. So, this really encourages them. And, we love helping these people. And, they're all good people. So.
Yep. So I would love it if you all would get on board and join me helping Help Animals India do the wonderful work that they do. And the best way to get involved is go to the Help Animals India website. It's helpanimalsindia.org. Sign up for the newsletter. Eileen does phenomenal newsletters, and she's not like every place else that bombards you with all kinds of emails. They're very few and far between, and everyone is a gem and worth all kinds of great information. The website is phenomenal.
We try to show the good news.
Yeah, absolutely. So send a donation if you can arrange to make it monthly, whatever amount. Every little bit helps. And I would love it if you do that. So, Eileen, thank you so much for all the great work that you do and helping all those animals in India. And thanks for the newsletters and all of that great stuff that keep us informed. And
you keep us all inspired. Thank you so much.
And I look forward to talking to you. My gosh, it'll be the first Sunday of September. Holy moly.
Yeah, see you on the next side. Mercury grows. When Mercury goes
direct. Oh, yeah, we'll be, Mercury will be direct. So great. Yeah, thanks for the bad news, Eileen. But I did need to know, so I do appreciate you telling me.
Well, all
righty. Anyway.
That need to get done. Okay, God bless you, Martha.
Keep up the good work. God bless. Bye-bye.
Okay.
All righty, we're going to take care of advertisers real quick here and come back with some current events. And that Nathan, he's got a bunny story to tell. We got to find out about that. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world? Triggered by people around you? What's going on in your personal life? Or shifting energies? Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. Visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Get inspired every hour right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the second hour of our Seafair Sunday edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Let's see, we heard from, our wonderful Natasha Venter, our medium communicator, feng shui gal, astrology gal, and basic psychic stuff. She is available through her website, intuitiveclarifications.com. She has a YouTube channel, Natasha Ventor IC, for intuitive clarification. Natasha Ventor IC, and she does a podcast every Wednesday, 4 p.m. that you access on the YouTube channel. And she's available for private readings. You can book through her website, intuitiveclarifications.com, or you can just give Natasha a call at 360-770-7486. 360-770-7486. Let's see. And Jude Ponton, Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle. Hey, she needs some new clients. She's a little too not busy. and so great opportunity to get in and experience the magnificence of the gongs and the chimes and the sound healing and chiropractic and acutonics. Absolutely amazing. My body wouldn't function without her. So check it out. Whispering-Dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. All righty then. We are caught up now. So Nathan, how about we do a little current events?
Let's do it.
Now, finally, I got something new on current events this week. I don't remember them doing this before, and maybe I'm just not remembering. But Northwest Stream Center, you know, up at McCollum Park, just South Everett, and such a phenomenal experience with the nature walk and the creeks. And they are doing an environmental education summer camp at the Northwest Stream Center for first through third graders. Boy, do I wish there'd been a program on a summer camp like this when I was a kid. I would have loved this. So if you or anyone you know, first through third graders, it starts Monday, August 19th through Thursday the 22nd, and it's 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. each day, and they've got all kinds of cool stuff planned for this. You can check it out at the website. Streamkeeper.org is the Northwest Stream Center website. Streamkeeper.org. You do need to call for reservations. It's $150 per student, unless you're a member of the Streamkeeper. It's $125. So phone number you can call to make reservations, 425-316-8592. It's limited attendance. So you want to, call in right away if you know any first or third graders that want to take advantage of this. 425-316-8592. All righty. So let's see. Okay. It's a baseball time, Nathan. All right, so if you want to do the big time bark in the park for the Mariners down at the big stadium, one coming up, gosh, this week, there's a bark in the park this Wednesday with the Detroit Tigers, Nathan. And then Thursday, September 12th, is the last bark in the park for the Mariners, and that's a Texas Ranger game. Now, in my opinion, the only bark in the park that's really worth going to, because it's so easy, relaxed, and fun, is going up to Everett and the Aqua Sox. Two more, Nathan. One would be, one more, September 4th.
And I agree with that being relaxed and easy going at the Aqua Sox game, because I've been to both with the Mariners, and you're up in that upper deck. It's hard to find a place for your dog to use the bathroom. They got a little doggy relief station up there, but, maybe your dog might not be interested in going there, or maybe it'll be packed with people trying to use it at the same time. And with the Aqua Sox, you get that big open field, like the size of a football field, if you wanted to let your dog relieve itself, or if you wanted to just play a little bit of fetch with your dog too during the game to let it stretch its legs, then it's very easy to do that as well.
Exactly. But, you know, and so there are issues, you know, at the stadium that Nathan just described. But the other big problem is you got to get there, which means you're in downtown concrete Seattle. So you got to walk, you know, a hard concrete. You got to pay attention to weather and the temperature of the ground, and you got to park and get in there. Well, none of that is an issue for the Aqua Sox. If you know where to park, it's free parking, tons of it, very short distance to walk to all the vendors and the booths for Bark in the Park, lots of free stuff. Robbie got to sniff all kinds of cat butts. He got all kinds of dog biscuits. He just had a wonderful, well, not dog butts he was sniffing, not cat butts. But anyway, had a wonderful time. Anyway, September 4th, one more time this year. Coming up in September for a Homeward Pet Adoption Center, There's No Place Like Home 5K Walk and Run will be September 14th. Check it out at homewardpet.org. And I think that may be it for what's going on. Next week, as you know, is second Sunday of the month. We're on schedule this month, and that is Healing Sunday with Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen. So be sure you plan to join us next week and call in for your free remote treatments. And now, before we run out of time, is it raccoons? Is it bunnies? What's going on?
Well, we got both. The raccoon story is the quick one, so I'll take care of first. Well, we're still dealing with the raccoon, you know, checking out the side of our garage. One day, yeah, I was coming home and I was like, oh, I thought I saw something run across the driveway. Well, I came into the parking spot and I was getting ready, and I opened up the garage, and as I was getting ready to turn off my car, this raccoon came wandering back and was like, uh-oh, there it is, and it was up on its hind legs. So I started honking my horn, and it startled a little bit, but it was still interested in looking at the garage. So, you know, I just kind of got out of my car and made sure it, you know, made a frightening presence to the raccoon, and then it ran away and quickly closed the garage. But Abby saw it too, and she was barking. But that's the raccoon story. Still dealing with it. Still need to get our mothball packets and get them onto the garage.
Yeah, you need something to deter him, because there must be something attracting him or something to the area.
But now for the bunny, me and my mom were out in the back patio just having a evening beer, and we're just letting Abby run around in the backyard, and all of a sudden she stops, and she does this thing where she stalks the bunny, you know, gets like very straight bodied and just very slowly, you know, starts creeping up on that bunny.
Collie.
That bunny was just kind of grazing on the grass in the corner of the backyard, but she, it's funny, she takes her very sweet time stalking that bunny. She moves like 1 inch per minute. And
I was very still.
Yes. And I was taking out my phone video for video, and I ended up stopping the video. I was like, I give up. I'm running out of storage, because she is just taking so long to stalk this bunny. It was about 10 feet in front of her. And, you know, the bunny would just kind of look up every once in a while and see Abby. It's like, eh. And then just continue eating. No fear at all. And about 25 minutes later, Abby is still stalking the bunny.
Wow.
And she maybe moved 2 feet closer to the bunny within that time.
That goes to tell you the focus of a border collie.
Mm-hmm. But eventually the bunny is like, okay, I'm done eating now. And there's like this little hole at the bottom, like a mouse hole type thing of the fence. And the bunny just went through that hole. And Abby, you know, kind of moved a little bit faster up towards the bunny. But the bunny easily got away. And then once the bunny got through the fence, she came running up to me and my mom. I was like, oh, I didn't get it type look on her face. And we're just like, oh, you almost had it, Abby. You got to be quicker than that.
Yep. You better react a little faster. Of course, you know, ideally, you really don't want her to catch the bunny, but.
But she's just so funny when she's stalking
the
bunnies.
You know, she had the right idea. And had there not been a hole in the fence right there and all of that, and she had plenty of time, you never know. She might have been successful.
Yeah, who knows? After that, she just went and played skateboard with her frisbee to let out her frustration.
Yeah, because if there's not a lot of quick movement to startle them, bunnies, if they feel threatened, they freeze.
Mm.
You know, because they know that if they hold real still, then you know, they don't attract anything. So they freeze unless it's a solid threat. And then, of course, they take off.
Yeah.
So she might have been able to get it to freeze or something. But, oh, holy moly, I'm looking at the clock. It's time to fire up the love train again. But anyway, you tell Abby that Aunt Martha's sorry that she wasn't successful. But I anyway, maybe next time.
Maybe.
All righty. We are one more time going to roll out the love train and get our juices flowing, our exercise for the morning, and send the love all over the country, all over the planet. We need it so much. And how about, all right, Divine Mother. Yes. All right. Chiming in here. How about let's send the love to all animal professional caregivers. Okay, let's send the love and let's work on our attitudes and realize these folks put their heart and soul into caring for our animals. Let's give them a break. Let's support them. Let's love them. And let's not take our anger out on them. It is not okay to direct anger at anything because it hurts. So scream in a pillow. That's a responsible way to get rid of anger. All righty, so we're going to send the love to all animal professional caregivers, rescues, vets, all of that. And I always charge up the love train with our yogi energization prayer, and dancing is required. Don't get to sit this one out. Well, sort of you can, because you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere, or get up and join the love train with us. We'll cruise by and pick you up. We're sending love and light all over the planet to all the animal professional caregivers, and here we go with our yogi energization prayer. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. It's coming right up. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.